T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, a man who worked at the hottest position in American sports.
Yes.
And a Philadelphia icon and the analytic TV voice of the Phillies, Ben Davis.
The best.
Is on the line right now. And Ben, we miss you, my friend. Great to hear from you today.
Top of the morning to you.
Ben, we got a lot to cover. Before we get to everything that's going on with the Phillies or not going on with them, Ben, can you tell us how often in your career did you play even though you were harboring an injury?
Just about every day.
Wow.
I know it sounds funny, but being a catcher, you get your nicks and your bruises. And when I would go to the field and nothing hurt, I kind of thought to myself, uh-oh, what's going on here? You know, because you kind of just learn how to play with it. And that's just part of being a catcher. And, you know, you get your dings and it just that's just the way it is. But when everything felt good, you just didn't know how to feel.
So how, Ben, what did it take to get you out of the lineup, maybe even on the DL? How bad did it have to be?
Well, it had to be pretty darn bad. And obviously things were different back. You know, I'm not that far removed from the game, but it was a little bit different back then. You could request a few, maybe, you know, a few more shots here and there and be able to stay in the lineup. And that's just the way it was. And no one thought twice about it. But obviously now there's different protocol for different things. I'm sure there were times where I shouldn't have been in there either after a collision at the plate or something that could have happened to say, you know what, Ben, you should probably take the day off. But it just didn't occur like that back then. I see why it is more so now, especially with the money that's involved, and they want to make sure that everything's squared away with your players now.
All right, Ben, I just, since you work with us so long, we found that you were great on all sports. Just before I do the baseball, what do you think of Wentz suddenly having an injury and maybe not playing the rest of the year when he had every intention of playing in overtime against Dallas 4 days ago? How does that happen, Ben? Do you think they're making up an injury because they want to bench him?
No, I don't think so. They look at Carson as the future of this franchise, the Philadelphia Eagles. He is their franchise. He's got the goods to bring them a trophy at the end of the season. I don't think it's that at all. I just think it's, you know, he wants to be in there. And I don't think it's I see how it could be convenient in some people's eyes, but I don't think that's the route that they're going right now. I think they're just saying, you know what? You know, he's injured, and we got to have Nick Foles play on Sunday.
All right. Well, let me get over to the baseball because there's some great stuff going on in Vegas. Fascinating stuff there, too. All right. Bob Brookover, great baseball writer, is writing this morning that right now, if he had to say, the Phillies are not going to end up with either Harper or Machado. Ben, if that happens, is it automatically a bad offseason for the Phillies?
I wouldn't say it's a bad off season, but it would be very devastating because these two are franchise changers in Harper and Machado. Just given the fact that how young they are and what they've already accomplished in a game, I think it would be devastating, especially with the changes that the other teams have already made in the division alone.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. I mean, everyone's had upgrades, even the Mets. I mean, they're all in. And it's tough, you know, with the exception of the Florida Marlins, you know, it's every team in this division is pretty darn tough. You just look at the names on the piece of paper and it's, you know, the Phillies are going to have a tough time matching up with these guys just because of the moves that they've already made. So I would love to see them get Machado or Harper.
All right. Hold on. I didn't like the order there where you just named the two players. Ben, who would you rather have, Machado or Harper?
I personally would rather have Harper. I just think that, you know, they need some left-handed thump in this lineup, and yep. I think Harper would provide that. But give me Manny Machado any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
That saddens me, Ben.
You know what?
Ben,
give it to him, Ben.
Ben, I know you were upset yesterday when I said I didn't want to go anywhere near Machado because he doesn't hustle. He's on the record saying he doesn't hustle. You know this city as well as anybody. You grew up here. Why the hell would you want to bring that into your city?
Angelo, did Rhea show you my text yesterday?
Yeah, it was very vicious.
I read it to him.
It was very vicious, Davis. I can't believe you did that. You must have had a bad meatloaf.
You know, Angelo, I say this with all due respect. I honestly do. I don't care.
What?
I want Manny Machado here. Listen, in the last 6 years, and I ran some numbers last night, right? In the last 6 years, Manny has averaged 146 games played. And that even includes a season where he only played 82 games in 2014. Okay? The dude plays every day. If he hits a tapper back to the pitcher, I don't need him busting it 100% the first base. I don't. Because I need him in the lineup. Last year he played 162 games. I want him in the lineup every day providing damage. And then we hear all the comparisons to Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley. Well, the bottom line is, you know, Jimmy Rollins played more games than Chase Utley because Jimmy Rollins was on the field every day.
There you go.
This is getting worse.
Give it to him.
Hold on a minute. Rhea, permission to treat the guest as the hostile witness.
I agree with the guest.
So no.
Wait a minute. Ben Davis, did you play with Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, I did not. I played against him.
All right. Did you play with Alex Rodriguez?
I did not, but I played against him.
Are you dead? Did they run hard all the time?
Did they run hard all the time? No, they didn't.
And did you run hard all the time?
I did. And
you're a hypocrite.
Look where it got me.
It didn't look like it, though, Ben.
I'm on the phone at 7 o'clock in the morning with the morning speech.
All right, hold on a minute, Ben. Ben, hold on a minute. Ben, if you were a superstar, would you have played as hard as you did?
Yes, I would. And that's just my DNA. That's the way I was raised. That's the way I played the game. You know, I understand. Listen, I want Manny Machado to run hard every time. If is that in him? Obviously not for him to make comments like that. But what I'm saying is at the end of the season, when he puts up 35 and 110, are you really going to be complaining that much that he didn't bust it on a comebacker in late July back to the pitcher? That doesn't bother me as much as somebody, you know, having an injury here and there. Maybe, you know, I could go today, but I'm not going to. Manny Machado plays every day. I know he's only 26 years old. I get that. But the bottom line is the dude can put up numbers. He can flat out ball. He plays a gold glove third base, and I think that's where they would put him in here in Philadelphia. Would the fans get on him for not busting from time to time? Yeah, but, you know, that's part of it. But
hold
the
on.
Bottom line is, he's going to put up numbers, Angelo, and give me him on my team any day of the week.
Ben, I love you, man. You know I do. You are in trouble right now. And I'm going to tell you what, Ben, There is a pretty good chance they still end up with Machado. And now you're doing the game on TV. And now he doesn't run hard on a double play ball, and he's out by half the base length.
Mm-hmm.
And you come on and say what you just said. Oh, dear, you're going to get crushed on Twitter. Would you say on TV, Ben, he didn't bust it. I acknowledge that, but it's okay. Are you going to say that during a Phillies game?
I would not say that. I would say he needs to bust it more right there. I'm just saying on certain plays, Angelo, he doesn't need to go 100%.
Well, in the playoffs, he does.
Listen. I understand where you're coming from. I did. I ran some more numbers last night. Jimmy Rollins and Chase Elliott are the same age. From 2004 to 2015, Jimmy Rollins averaged 146 games played a year. Chase Utley averaged 128. I know that's only 18 games, but 18 games could make a difference in the division. And that's, you know, Chase busting every day. Chase Utley was one of the best players in franchise history. I acknowledge that. He's one of the best second basemen to ever play the game. But we always hear these comparisons with Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley. You know, Jimmy never busted. The bottom line is Jimmy Rollins was on the field every day.
All right, hold on. I want to understand what you're saying. You're telling me Utley would have been a greater player if he played less hard.
I'm not saying that.
That's the way it sounds like it.
You know what? You can't change the spots on the leopard, Angelo. That's the way Chase Utley played. But I'm saying on the comebacker back to the pitcher, he busts the first base instead of, you know, busting it and jamming his knee in the first base bag every time. You know, maybe he runs 80%, 85% instead of 100%.
I don't know.
I'm just saying you can. There's some plays that you just have to take off throughout the course of a 162 game season.
Well, Ben, I don't agree with you, but man, you're the best. I love Ben Davis. I really love Ben Davis. He's amazing. I'm hoping for your sake and our sake that one of these guys ends up here just so we can get all excited about the next baseball season? Because it would really put a jolt, especially if it was Harper. Oh, man.
Yeah. I still want Harper more than Machado because, again, we need that left-handed thump. It would be great if we could. And you know, this is going to be a long, cold winter. And having that spring training look forward to is always something else.
Ben Davis, a former co-host. We love him. Ben Davis, thank you, pal.
All right, guys. Have a great morning.
He surprised me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.